Report: Biden's UN ambassador is bad news for Christians. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 25, 2021. President Biden's choice of Linda Thomas Greenfield as UN ambassador is a disaster for persecuted Christians, according to an article Thursday in the Christian Post. Writer Hadi Yamiramati, a counterterrorism expert and a convert from Islam to Christianity, declares that Christian persecution may reach our own shores if Thomas Greenfield's first official speech is an indicator of things to come. In her address to the UN General Assembly last Friday, Thomas Greenfield stumped for the Black Lives Matter movement and railed against systemic racism, insisting that we need to dismantle white supremacy at every turn. Racism is the problem of the racist. And it is the problem of the society that produces the racist. And in today's world, that is every society, she asserted. And in so many of our communities and countries, racism is endemic, she continued. It's built in, like a rot in a frame. And it remains, and it festers, and it spreads because many of those in charge allow it to. Others look away and pretend it's not there. But like a cancer, if ignored, it grows. Praising the 1619 Project, Thomas Greenfield asserted that slavery is the original sin of America. It weaved white supremacy and black inferiority into our founding documents and principles. Her embrace of the BLM agenda and attack on the American founding, Miramati notes in Thursday's essay, is just half the problem. The other half is the downgrading of religious freedom. The persecution of Christians in the Middle East and their mass slaughter in countries across Africa were noticeably absent from her remarks, she observes. While promoting religious freedom and thereby preventing persecution abroad became a fundamental part of U.S. foreign policy through the 1998 International Religious Freedom Act, she adds, under the Obama administration, the whole field of religious freedom took a backseat to LGBTQ issues. During those years, the Undersecretary for Africa, Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, pushed for reduced funding to agencies that discriminated against the LGBTQ community, she writes. Over the last 4 years, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo elevated the Office of International Religious Freedom, and commissioners testified repeatedly before Congress about the plight of Christians throughout Africa and the Middle East and advocated for stricter policies towards these nations. Arguably, the improving conditions of Christians in Egypt and Saudi Arabia can be attributed to the increased U.S. diplomatic pressure, Miramati states. Now, the Biden administration is giving every indication of reverting to the errors of the Obama years and downplaying the importance of religious freedom and the defense of persecuted Christians, she suggests. Based on her record, Thomas Greenfield will focus her attention on racism and LGBT rights, putting religious freedom on a back burner. Yet without the U.S. leading the diplomatic efforts to defend minority Christian communities, Miramati argues, the lives of these people are in grave danger. Follow at Williams Rome.